Mayor Lenny Curry called the special meeting after Council President Ana Lopez Brochet refused to. But though the city charter gives him the right to summon a meeting, it doesn't guarantee he'll be allowed to speak. Brochet refused to recognize the mayor when he approached. Instead, he talked with reporters outside council chambers.
The board chairman asked to afford me the opportunity to the meeting that I called to make a brief address and remarks, and here's what I would have said. This needs to be done in a transparent way. This is information only. There would be no action taken here today.
Brochet has accused Curry of pushing for emergency legislation regarding a JEA sale. Still, Curry says, contrary to the belief of some JEA employees, he hasn't decided whether to support privatization. The mayor says he's reviewing the report, which concludes JEA could be worth between $3 and $6 billion, a wide range.
Again, the next steps are process this, talk amongst ourselves, talk with city council, and, you know, I don't know where we go from here, but also to be clear, this is also what I would have said in about a minute and a half had I been afforded the opportunity. I am not against or for the privatization of the JEA.
Council members anticipate having more public meetings on the subject soon. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.